Good morning, Monty the Music Man Seavers here, welcoming you to episode number 13 of the Basics in Economic Development. Here's Mark Wickersham.
Hey, and it's lucky 13, okay?
It is lucky 13. I like that.
Yeah. Today's topic is the Northeast Indiana Strategic Development Commission. That's a mouthful, so we just call it SDC.
I like that.
Yeah. And I mentioned in previous shows that economic development's kind of like a team sport. And I liken it to having a relay marathon. We all carry the baton for a little while and stay on pace and keep pushing forward. Ultimately, I mean, I used to think that economic development was cyclical, that you did this sort of thing when times were tough and then you didn't need to do it when times were good. Well, I've learned that that's not the way things work. The economy's constantly changing. It's very, very dynamic, and communities have to constantly work to improve, or as they say, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. I've also learned that bigger isn't better. Better is better. I mean, how logical and simple, but I mean, that's the truth. You don't want to just grow for the sake of growing. You want to do things in a way that makes sense for everybody involved and get better as you go along. Well, Huntington County participates in regional alignment of resources and efforts in pursuit of a regional growth process, because we've learned that, you know, we're not an independent economy in Huntington County. Our population is over 36,000 people, but we don't all work in the county, and the commuter trends are significant. So about 4,000 Huntington County residents have jobs in other counties, and about 4,500 people from other counties commute into Huntington each day for their jobs. And that's also part of why right now, as we're going through highway construction season, that people are a little bit grumpy sometimes because of all the commuter traffic. But what we've learned is that what's good for Huntington is good for Columbia City. It's good for Bluffton. What's good for Fort Wayne is good for Huntington too. And frankly, the opposite is true. What's bad for Fort Wayne's bad for Huntington. So we all work together. We participate in organizations like Region 3A Development, the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership, the Northeast Indiana Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Regional Development Authority of Northeast Indiana. But again, today I want to spend a little time talking about a fairly new organization called the Northeast Indiana Strategic Development Commission, or SDC. There are 11 counties in the market, basically from Michigan, the line with Steuben County and LaGrange County, south to Huntington, Wells, and Adams County, and west to Wabash and Kosciuszko counties. This entity, the SDC, was created by the Indiana General Assembly in 2021. The commission is a public entity. It's not unlike a school board where you've got to post your meeting dates and public's allowed to attend and you know, so forth. You operate under Indiana's open door law. We're composed of 11 commissioners. I'm a voting commissioner, as is Huntington's Mayor Richard Strick. I've mentioned also in earlier commentary that the words economic development can have various meanings. When discussing the SDC, we're using a pretty broad definition of economic development. We're talking about creating improved demographics as related to the population of a region. It's the creation not just of financial wealth, but of individual talent as well, while also trying to increase the population. I mean, sometimes you can increase the population by just bringing in a busload of folks from Timbuktu, but if they're not productive members of society and they're not talented, what did you gain? So we're trying to blend a number of things that we want to help achieve a number of goals. But the commission's been approved by the Indiana General Assembly to disperse over the next 2 years as much as $30 million to fund various economic development priorities shared by the state and regional commissions. We're trying to fund programs designed to help grow the population, not in in weight, but in number.
Oh, yes.
We're trying to fund programs to increase post-secondary education and credentialing attainment. We're trying to fund programs which will increase the region's per capita personal income relative to the national average. And so, when, you know, what we're talking about are things like, you know, I need to, we're working on, you know, those different priorities were legislative mandates as the commission was approved and created. But on our population targets, the 11 county market as of 2021 had an estimated population of just over 800,000 people, and we're trying by 2026 to see that increase by 2.5%. Also looking at our educational attainment targets, where an estimated 42.2% of Northeast Indiana residents who are in the workforce labor market age group have a degree or market valued credential, and we're hoping to increase that to from the current 42.2 to 44%. Then we're working with our per capita income targets. Northeast Indiana per capita income is a percentage of the U.S. So we're starting at 81.9%. In other words, our per capita income has the spending power of 81.9% of the national average, which is not good other than the fact that our cost of living's lower. But we're trying to increase that to at least 83 to 85% of the national average. So we're working with talent attraction and retention, talent development. We also are working on a housing initiative process. So at the end of the day, we want to do what we can to have the region feel, you know, to have that market position that we're a premier location to live in the Midwest. And we're starting to see that with at least the Fort Wayne market on housing, that it's become one of the top five housing markets in the U.S. And you don't do that without having good opportunities for career advancement, for entrepreneurial activities, and good paying jobs in the industrial sector. So the commission's been handed a big agenda. There are 11 of us throughout the region. All the counties are represented on the commission, and we're making progress. We recently funded one of the things that I thought was really interesting that your listening audience may in particular have an interest in. We recently funded a program called Make My Move. The concept is that there are more and more people working remotely than ever before. And so what happens if you're working remotely but you're living in a very expensive area that, in terms of cost of living? Can we target those individuals to see if they can move to Northeast Indiana, continue to work for their same employer, and have more buying power with the money that they have? So one example, there was a gentleman that was living in Boston, was working remotely for a marketing company, was earning several hundred thousand dollars a year working from home, but his expenses in Boston were pretty high. Well, he moved to Fort Wayne, where the cost of living is significantly lower, but he still has the same income. So his ability to invest and earn even more is very, very attractive. So we're funding things like that. We're funding an early childhood alliance program to provide daycare opportunities. I recently had a conversation with an HR director for one of our area companies who she herself got an email that very day from her childcare provider saying they were closing. And she had like a day and a half to get new arrangements made for her kids, and she's an HR director. So it's clear that in the process of trying to find employment opportunities and talent, child care services are incredibly important, and so we've invested in an opportunity for shared costs for that type of thing. So, yeah. participating employers would fund a third of the cost, local communities would fund a third of the cost, and then the Strategic Development Commission funds a third of it. So there are all sorts of activities like that, but it's a big process. It's a macro economic opportunity, and we have a lot of challenges to deal with, but it's good to know we're in a team and we're all working it together.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is going to lead to other exciting episodes. But you're right with that Make the Move, Make My Move program. Now they do have more spending power, and you multiply that by many, many people, and that just increases the amount of things that are going on in a community.
Well said. Either I'm a good teacher, or you're a good student, or you've learned this in the first place. But yeah, well said.
The debate's still out on that one.
Oh, okay.
But no, thank you so much again for another great episode, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here again next week.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Let's get back to Stacey Gallagher, Z103.com.